Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss J-Lo and Ben getting back together. Do we care? We also discuss the new Duggar child, Lil Uzi Vert buying a planet, plus that viral foreskin lamp everyone is talking about. We give our thoughts. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning and welcome to the morning. It is
welcome to
this
the morning.
And you are listening to This Morning.
So my watch always tells me what time sunset is going to be, which I think is really sweet.
Really?
I don't ask for it. Yeah, it says
does
like,
it also do sunrise?
No, because I'm always up after the sunrise.
Sunrise. What song is that?
Sunrise.
Is that a Nora Jones?
Sunset.
Is that
no, baby, it's Fiddler.
What is? No, I'm thinking of... The Nora Jones songs, that's like, sunrise. What's it? It's all sunrise. Sunrise looks like morning in your eyes.
It's like,
it's literally, it's literally, I think it's called
sunrise.
Jess, are you what are Nora Jones fans called?
Sometimes. Nora?
Nora? Oh, yeah, I guess you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. Hi. Corey,
Hi.
Can I talk to you about something?
Is it my mullet?
No, but let's talk about it. She's feeling the mull. She's feeling the lit. Are you loving the fantasy?
I got a mullet.
I know.
And I'm happy with it.
Are you going to do like a promotional photo shoot for the mullet?
I should, but a debut. God, I should, but all the like, I follow some like good photographers on Instagram, but they all seem to live down there by you.
Oh,
so I need to find one here in the city that's willing to take a picture of my new mullet.
Certainly, somebody in the Embarcadero has portrait mode.
Should I just drive my car down there?
Wander the streets until you find somebody that knows the angle.
Be like, excuse me, sir.
I'm in the mood and I'm overdue for new pictures too. Because
did you mean to say that as a poem?
I'm in the mood and I'm due too. And I'm also
I'm in the mood.
I need new pictures because everything has glasses in them.
Oh.
And I'm in my visionary era, you know.
Oh.
So I need to kind of upgrade that.
Do you think you're like a video game character and you've just leveled up again?
I do. I know I've said this before and I know people have made fun of me. Listeners,
do people?
Cycle babies.
What?
I said, baby, I am in my new era. It is
people
the
made
truth.
Fun
I
of you for
it.
That?
Well, no, I don't know.
They must be stuck in an they must be stuck in
no,
an old
no,
era.
No. I don't think made fun of is the right term, but I know Ray was in on the Babylon server saying Tyler
wow.
always saying he's in his new era. I said, bitch, you know what? I am in my new era.
New era, new mascara. I think that's what they say.
Lash blast, cover blast. That's how I'm feeling. I am feeling.
What's my secret? I eat ice cream in bed. And
Do
I sleep
you?
With a nightlight.
Or is that the secret from why are they calling those cycles?
Cycle 20, America's Next Top Model. Cycle 20.
Tyra is so like that. She cannot have anything be the norm. She cannot say season 2. She has to say cycle 2. She
Do you think when like you ask an America's Next Top Model former cast member, like, what season were you on? Do you think they're all, I was on cycle 16?
I bet they absolutely say cycle. Well, when people ask me what season we were on for The Amazing Race, I say cycle 28.
You do not. You definitely don't. I don't believe you.
I definitely don't because I never remember what seasons. I always mess up what seasons we were on.
Somebody over the weekend told me that both of our cycles are on Amazon Prime now.
Well, then there you go. There you have it. Enjoy.
I was going to say, I feel like people are always like, why isn't that on Hulu? And then literally one of my friends was like, oh, I saw they had both your seasons on Amazon Prime. And so thanks, Daddy Bezos. Should we go to space?
No. No.
Did we talk about him going to space?
I think vaguely, maybe. How do you feel?
I was annoyed.
I mean, I have to say this. I do think long term, it is important to continue to push the human race on what we can do technology wise. However, I don't think he did anything new with this going to space. It was just for vacation, right?
It was like a bottle rocket. It was like 10 minutes long. And I really want to know what constitutes space, because I read
space
that
space is outside of our
atmosphere.
Of our
what's the cutoff
zone.
Above? How far above the clouds? Like, when does it considered space? That was what I was trying to find. And all the articles,
I need you to know, we're in space right now.
True, but all the articles were all he was 65 miles above the Earth, and I thought that's it. You only have to go that far.
Yeah, baby. Well, you go. You try it.
And like, what? It was like 10 minutes. Does that even, I don't even think that constitutes it. Like, should we all tweet? Should we all tweet at him and tell him, no, you didn't? But then it'd probably just encourage him to go back up again.
Yeah, he would just do it. He would just go. You know, I read a tweet that was like, anytime we see UFOs, it's aliens. It's other billionaire aliens coming and visiting us.
I posted that.
Do you think, I didn't. That capitalism has infiltrated every inch of the universe? What a bummer. A real bummer.
Capitalism is taking over the space race.
I saw everyone posting a petition trying to get him to not come back from space. Did you sign it?
Yeah, but he didn't even go to space. I'm like,
you signed
rocket.
It?
No, I didn't sign. I haven't signed anything. I can't. I don't have a signature.
Oh my God. Hey, can we all like, when do we get to like try a new signature? I don't like this idea that the signature you wrote once in fourth grade now has to be your signature. That my M for Matthew is very curly. And I think it needs to be.
Listen,
I feel like, because people are like, oh, let me check the back of your credit card. I'm like, does it have to match?
People say they want to check the back of your credit card.
Yeah, I look like somebody who does credit card fraud, I guess. Don't you? You don't get people being like, can I see the back of your card?
Never. They never do.
Oh, well, I must not look trustworthy.
I guess I also don't have any large purchases.
Well, neither do I.
My mom told me that you can reinvent your signature whenever you want. Listen, have you seen an actual cursive K? The capital cursive K has a curly Q on the top of it, and it's disgusting.
You can do whatever you want. I'm done with cursive.
Yeah.
You can just do 10 chicken scratches in a row and say, that's my signature. Why not?
I actually just carry a chicken's foot in my pocket and I dip it in ink and I just scratch things with it. And that's actually my signature.
That's cute. That's nice. Yeah,
it's chicken scratch.
That's, you know what? Why not?
And I also use that chicken's foot to scratch my lottery tickets.
Ooh. I like
and
to
don't
use
worry,
a penny.
It was, what's it called? It was natural. That chicken died of natural causes. I didn't take a chicken.
You found
foot.
It in Azalea Banks' closet?
I found it fair and square. It was humanely acquired.
Oh,
did
that's
you,
cool.
Do you have a lucky rabbit's foot?
No, I used to. I definitely used to have a keychain rabbit's foot.
Was that a 90s thing? Did we all have lucky rabbit's feet?
Yeah, did not feel vegan, did not feel vegetarian.
I remember our cats used to love Lucky Rabbit's feet.
What?
Yeah.
No, I used to be, when I was in elementary school, I was very into keychains. And so my backpack was covered, the entirety
God,
of the backpack was covered in like little tiny stuffed animal keychains, like, you know, you can get in a kid's meal or something like that. And once I was like, you know what? I'm having back issues. And so I took all of them off. And when I tell you, it was like, that is how you need to train for The Amazing Race. Like, I felt like there was nothing, there was nothing that I couldn't carry after a backpack of keychains.
Head on over to Spencer's Gifts, get your keychains, fill up your backpack, and you are ready to train for the next cycle of The Amazing Race.
I've got news.
Share it. Tell me.
We have, can I get a drum roll, please, Corey? We have full hearts over at the Duggar House because you know what?
Oh my God, not the Duggar House.
There are new Duggar children that are precious that need to be appreciated.
No, there couldn't possibly be. I don't
believe
it.
Please welcome to the stage 1-year-old Ivy.
That doesn't start with a J.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out at what point they've decided to no longer do J's. Ivy, Henry. Oh, wait, maybe these are like step. I don't know.
These must be grandchildren.
Yes, they are grandchildren. The 10th granddaughter.
Okay, well then maybe just the original family has J names and the rest of them can have whatever letter they want.
What a blessing for Ivy, young Ivy.
Hey, if you had to pick a letter for your 20 children, what would you pick?
No. I don't
you
think
have
I would do
to,
that.
No, you have to. This is yes and. You don't get to say no. You got to pick a letter and you got to stick with it.
M.
Okay, because now give me 20 M names for your children.
Matthew, Malachi, Michelle, Michael, Mindy.
These are all very basic.
Missy.
You should grow up.
Marty, Mort, Melinda, Belegda with an M. Marnie.
Marty and Marnie.
Marty, Marnie, Michaela. Michaela.
Michaela and Michaela, they're your twins.
My lord.
Milady.
Milady. Mark with a K. Mark with a C.
That's pronounced Mars.
Marcy. Miranda. Miranda.
What about Myrtle?
Myrtle. Morticia.
Morticia.
And of course, how could I forget Mo?
Yep. Was it Mo with an E or actually M-E-A-U-X, Mo?
Yeah.
Mo.
Yeah. Melanie.
Mel and Melanie. Great. Awesome. Cool. What a fun game we just
Marge.
Played.
I could do it is all I'm saying. And Michelle.
I feel bad for whoever on the Discord has to draw you and your family and your 20 kids with all their names.
Marnjarna. I love my daughter, Marnjarna. This is our 20th daughter, Marnjarna.
Yeah. How do you spell Marnjarna?
You carry the E. Well, and foremost, you have to.
Yeah. Is that
you
with a G or with
don't?
A, is that with a G or a J? Manjarna. Wait,
Marnjarna?
Yeah.
It's a Y, surprisingly.
I guess you take after Queen Jackie with your spelling.
You know, well, you have to. And Mickey, of course.
Yeah. You're definitely at more than 20 kids now.
Thank you. I do feel fertile.
You and Myrtle both, baby.
My daughter Myrtle feels fertile.
Well, she's 18. She can.
Okay. Well, what letter would you pick? Clearly, you would pick K. Duh.
No, K would be very hard. But I guess I would do it. Got to keep the tradition.
So brave.
Thank you.
Lindsay shared a lamp in the episode topic ideas that I need you to click the link. Did you click it?
I'm scrolling, baby.
The lamp is giving you uncut fantasy to turn it on.
I didn't realize there could be an
to turn it down, you pull down
the foreskin. Y'all, okay,
I would get it.
This lamp, it's shaped just like a penis.
Well, it's a little perfect, to be honest, for a penis. Like a penis,
a little too straight for you.
Yeah, I think a penis can have a little bit more of a personality.
Now, what kind of personality are you looking for
in a penis? I mean, ridges, curves, pockets, folds,
buttons, snaps,
buttons,
zippers,
of course, grommets,
tattoo. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that girl from Project Runway who was very into grommets?
Yes, of course. Why else would I bring up grommets?
I think
the top should ziplock.
Now, is it one of the zipper ziplocks or the like just snap?
I like the gallon size bags that have the square little thing you can pull across on the top. You know what I'm talking about?
The hefty, you can shake it. You can put like soup in it and you're not going to lose it.
In the foreskin, you could have drawstrings like it's a garbage bag. And if you're going to do that, you might as well make it scented like they sometimes do.
You know what they say.
What?
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Do they say that? Who said that?
Literally, hefty garbage bags said it. That's their whole motto. They're all hefty, hefty, hefty. And then they're like shaking the bag and then they're all wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
I don't know.
That's I like my boyfriends to call me hefty and wimpy in the exact tune of that commercial.
Okay. Do you care about J-Lo and Ben?
I have to pretend to care about J-Lo and Ben because one of my good friends is obsessed with Jennifer Lopez. You are familiar with Whomst.
Yeah, him and I met J-Lo after a Vegas concert, and the two of us, well, I can't speak for him, but the one of me was unable to meet a celebrity in that current state of being, and yet I tried.
Did you show her your foreskin lamp?
I said, J-Lo, look what I have.
And she was like, what is it? And then you pulled down the lampshade.
No, it is the only picture with a celebrity that I've never posted. Like the only meet and greet picture that I got that I was like, well, that'll never see the light of day.
And still hasn't?
It still hasn't. Nope.
Would you call this lamp uncut?
You're back on the lamp?
Or barely uncut?
I would call that uncut.
Okay. Just joking.
Do you? I'm not done with J-Lo and Ben. Do you know about J-Lo and Ben? Is it just a ploy? Is it a fake thing?
Here's what I know.
Do people actually care, or is this a headline that we've been told to care about for like two decades now?
You know, they just got back together. She was with A-Rod.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
It feels like we're going back in time a little bit, and not in a good way. I know J-Lo. Just had her birthday because she's a Leo.
Is she a Libra rising?
No, 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 no. She's a Leo and she talks about how she's a Leo. She loves being a Leo.
Every time I find a coconut in Fortnite, I think about her.
They have
because she calls her children her little coconuts. Yes, they have coconuts. And you eat it for health, but then I think of J-Lo.
Is it like the coconuts that you get in... Animal Crossing?
Similar, because they're both coconuts.
Which coconuts tastes better?
Well, in Animal Crossing, a coconut makes you able to unroot a tree.
Yeah, yeah. I'm familiar.
And a coconut in Fortnite would give you like 4 health. So I would say... In practicality, I would rather live longer than pick up a tree. So maybe Fortnite?
Fortnite? I've played that one, right? I have never seen a coconut in that show.
The only time I've ever really seen one, I think, is you can rummage through some fruit boxes and find like random fruits. Or there is a NPC that walks around that I've bumped into a few times who will sell you coconuts. I think he's a chicken.
Whoa.
Have I left you speechless.
you have rendered me speechless. Hey, did you see the new live action Pokemon series in works with Netflix?
No, but I'm interested. Though, is it going to be like the Detective Pikachu movie? Because I think it was fun, but I don't know if the acting was there. As an actor on set at the Pokemon movie, I was a little bit like, ooh, girl, sometimes this shit's not good.
With the animals, or with the Pokemon, or with the people?
The humans.
Because they were interacting with nothing?
No, I just watched the movie. Some of the acting is not good.
Of the humans?
No, yes, baby.
So why are you...
It was almost disturbing.
Oh, so you're... Okay, I get it. So you're worried about the bad acting of the other characters. You're not, I thought you were worried about the bad acting of the Pokemon.
The Pokemon nailed it. The Pokemon always do. I'll watch it. I would watch it. Is it going to be like a brand new series or like story? Or is it going to be like a remake of the anime? Or what's the tea? Do you know anything? Or are you just making shit up?
I know. It said Netflix is working on a live action Pokemon series. Write and produce a live action adaptation. I don't know what an adaptation is.
I will give you $1 million if you can name...
Okay. No. I'm fully into playing this game.
Show me your hands.
Is this legally
so
binding?
So I know you're not typing.
Is this
so
legally binding?
Back up a little from your whatever electronics. I will give you $1 million. Show me your hands.
Oh,
if you can name one Lil Uzi Vert song. Lil Uzi Vert.
I'm never going to be able to name a Lil Uzi Vert song. How about Bitches in Space?
Oh, that's not, I mean, maybe actually, I couldn't tell you if you're true or false. That could be true because he did just, apparently he's this artist who I need you to know is my little brother's favorite artist.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Yes. Is buying a planet.
Oh, wait, I saw this.
4 times larger than Jupiter.
Okay, for what? This is stupid.
I don't know.
Why do people waste their money?
Apparently the purchase is nearly complete and it would make him the first human to legally own a planet. Lil Uzi Vert?
This is my question. Who's he paying to own the planet? It doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Like, maybe it's the same people who do like the classification of stars that you get a certificate if you like sponsor a star or something.
What if
I don't
people
know where
live,
the money goes.
Oh yeah, where's the money go? Who's he paying?
I don't know. Surely it's going to rich people, making more rich people.
Call me Shirley.
Shirley. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the point of it is otherwise, other than to like, I guess, brag that you own a planet.
Well, I mean, listen, if... He's 5'4", so...
Is he?
Yeah, well, I've tried to find his discography, and the first thing that came up was Lil Uzi Vert is 5'4".
I don't know. I'm trying to find how much he paid for it, but apparently it's not public, but Grimes exposed him for purchasing the planet, and then he replied, I was trying to do it undercover or something. I was trying to surprise everyone. I'm still working on the purchase.
Should
we buy a planet?
I was gonna say, why don't you leak that sort of information about me so that I get the attention?
That you're buying a planet?
Yes, I am buying a planet. And if you would like to come visit my planet, you're welcome to.
What kind of festivities happen on your planet? And does it have a name?
Yes. Well,
What's its name?
It starts with a K, just like all of my 20 children.
Uh-huh. Do you guys have the Olympics there?
Yes. And you're allowed to smoke weed there.
Nice.
I said it. And also, you're allowed to wear whatever you want when you're competing. I've been seeing lots of drama around how they make women just like wear nothing and men get to wear clothing. And then like some team was penalized for women like not wanting to wear bikini bottoms. Instead, they wanted to wear like spandex shorts. And it was big Olympic drama. Are the Olympics being?
I didn't see all that. I mean, the Olympics are so outdated and like, what are we doing? Still like, not Shirley. I don't mean to call you Shirley. Certainly, people enjoy it.
I'm like, has cancel culture caught up to the Olympics?
I sure hope so. I find it to be, unless I'm there reporting live with a brand, then I just simply don't know if I give a fuck about the Olympics.
I'm going to tune into some events. I do enjoy watching some things.
Did you watch the opening ceremony?
No, I've never had any interest in watching the opening or closing ceremony. Although somebody was saying that One Direction performed at the opening ceremony a few years ago.
That's true.
Or maybe it was closing. I don't know. Is it opened or is it closed?
Who can ever be sure? I went to one of them. I think the opening ceremony in Korea. And it was just
cold. But
that
was winter.
Yeah, it was freezing.
Damn.
I was very burr.
Hey, isn't Los Angeles supposed to host the Summer Olympics in a couple of years? That's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, but I think people are protesting it. Yeah.
Well, they can't. That fucking airport's already trashed. They're going to have people from all over the world come in.
Can't wait. Hopefully I'm gone by then.
Gone.
Emotionally, spiritually.
Maybe if you buy a new planet, baby, it's
gone,
all.
Gone, girl.
You can go check that new planet out.
I might have to. Or I could just come visit yours.
Yeah.
Will your planet have internet access?
Yeah, we got Wi-Fi. It's all just, it's in the cloud.
Ki-Fi.
Everything.
Because of the K.
Every word starts the K.
Every
word,
kiss begins.
Oh, she went to Jared.
Else going on with your life? What'd you do this weekend?
Well, I got a new plant for my bedroom.
Ooh. Lil Uzi Vert bought a planet, you bought a plant.
Yeah. I just was missing one letter. Otherwise, we would have been the same exact.
But where's the two letters?
Planet and plant. There's only one letter difference between those.
Planet. Well, you're not wrong, actually.
What did you say earlier? Carry the E.
I forgot to carry the E.
I went for a long run. You know, I just had my 400th day of running.
Oh, my God.
What have you did ever you done 400 days in a row?
You know, I do take my fish oil every day. So I would imagine I take... Or, you know what I really have done 400 days in a row? Certainly.
P,
yes. No, take all my medication. I'm very good at my medication.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. It's the little things. It's a big thing.
Do you have one of those, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
I do. However, my Sunday doesn't shut. And so like, I've been thinking about this for a while that I deserve to treat myself to a new pill box.
You know, it costs 99 cents at the CVS on the corner.
Well, in my head, I'm like, this isn't technically broken. So like, it feels frivolous to buy a new one. So I'm just going to have to build up the courage next time I'm at CVS to just,
you know,
bite the bullet.
I believe in you.
There are certain things where I am frivolous, and there are certain things where I just cannot bring myself to do it.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
So maybe that'll be this upcoming week for me.
Treat yourself.
Treat myself.
Hey, you have anything else going on with you?
Well, I'm going to Michigan.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, baby. I'm going to Michigan this week, and I'm very excited. It's my first time back in forever, and I'm going to see all my family. And
well, let me tell you, my mom has said this summer, Michigan, the humidity has been... OOC.
Well, the pool is ready for me.
That's the
answer. I'm going to come back.
Control.
I'm going to come back to California looking tan, honey.
Are you going to take Speedos home?
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I have in the cupboard, the drawer that I keep my swimsuits in, I've got straight swimsuits and gay swimsuits.
Yeah, I have a drawer of gay swimsuits, and I have a little nook of acceptable public swimsuits.
Hey, you could always turn that gack that you were playing with into the...
My flarp?
Your flarp into the Borat bathing suit.
So true.
Very true.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be home in Michigan for a little bit, and then... I'll be back next week. So I'm kind of taking the week off from streaming.
Oh my God.
Unless I can figure it out when I'm home, but.
Well, good luck in your endeavors.
Thanks, Beanie. What are you doing this week?
I'll miss you. This week, let's see. No plans.
Love that for you. Love it. Love to hear it. Love to see it.
No plans, but I'm going to Michigan later in August. So I'm looking forward to that as well because I haven't seen family in since end of 2019. So you and I were really behind on
seeing our fam.
I missed the holidays right before Corona and that really bit me in the butt.
Well, I think you love a good booty bite, baby.
Okay.
All right. Gotta go.
Gotta go. See you on the Discord.
Love you. Bye.
Love you later.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.